Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be having a very special guest on our show tonight. He's going to be doing some psychic readings, and his first name is Robert, and we're going to be having him come on the show to answer some people's questions. They have a lot of questions out there tonight, and we'll just let him explain who he is and what he does. And we're going to be having another guest on by the name of Sharon, and she's a very close friend of mine. We're both very close in the healing, and we do a lot of the healing with sacred geometry, and we do a lot of healing together. And we would like to invite some callers on tonight with our new guest, and with the power of the sacred geometry, in which me and Sharon are going to be talking about, with the codes of healing. And we use certain codes, we use certain frequencies to heal the body. And for anybody who would like to know more about that, feel free to call in and get your free psychic readings with Robert and I. And call in, and then if you'd like to ask some questions, we'd be happy to help you. And anyways, I'm going to go ahead and bring Sharon on. She's my best friend from a long while back. We also do a lot of, like, again, we do a lot of energetic work. We do a lot of healing work with these codes of sacred geometry. And we're going to go ahead and bring her on in any minute. Anybody would like a psychic reading, just please state your name, where you're from, and then we'll let Robert take over with the readings that we're going to have Robert come on our show tonight. And we're going to go ahead and bring Sharon on right now. And the number is 828. Sharon, you're on the air with Adrian. Hello.
Thank you, Adrian. Hello. How are you?
Sharon, can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we have you on the show. And how are you today, Sharon, or tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Sounds like you're going to have an exciting show tonight.
We are. We're going to have Robert come on. He's going to do some psychic readings, and he's going to kind of explain with what he does on Uranium. He's been working on Uranium for quite some time now, and I myself have been working on Uranium. And Sharon, can you share a little bit about your experience with sacred geometry and how that's helped you a lot? And can you explain to our callers how that can help them as far as deprogramming? What's your thoughts on that, Sharon?
Well, it's been a very powerful experience for me. I feel like I've transcended quite a bit since I've been working with you. It's a very powerful program. We're all programmed, basically, and we have to deprogram our beliefs, and it's a powerful modality, and it really has transformed my life, and I believe it can help others as well.
Do you feel, Sharon, that it can help a lot of what's going on with humanity at this time, where a lot of people need healing? I mean, as far as, you know, we have all these sicknesses, and people don't know who to turn to, and they're basically, they're all looking for healing. I mean, these codes are very powerful, and we believe that we're all, you know, percentage, we're all water. We know that we're all basically particles of water and energy. Can you explain a little bit, Sharon, how that works with the codes? I mean, from your experience?
Well, we have a lot of beliefs, and with the codes, they are able to deprogram us to another way of being, letting go of things that no longer serve us.
And
we are programmable.
Yes, that would also be physically and emotionally, because we know that a lot of our illnesses come from our emotions.
Yes, spiritually as well.
And again, like you were saying, Sharon, how we've all been programmed, that's very interesting because, you know, I myself believe that there has been a lot of programming that has been put upon us energetically and emotionally and our way of thinking, and we need to change our way of thinking on
absolutely,
you know, how to keep stress and everything like that.
Right, and sickness as well.
Absolutely. We do have a lot of callers on the line. We're going to go see if we can bring Robert on. I'm not quite sure where Robert is, but let's go ahead and try the 724 724 area. Is this
well,
Robert?
No, my name is Kristen.
Okay, Kristen, hold on 1 minute. We're going to bring Robert on. He's our new psychic reader. I'm going to see if he called in here. Just hold on 1 minute. Okay, 617, Robert, you're on the air.
That would be me, right?
Yeah.
That's you.
Just Robert.
Oh, cool, there I am. Hello, everyone, I'm Robert. Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Welcome on the show. You're on the show with me and Sharon. And
yeah.
Robert, can you explain to us with what you do and explain to us about Aranum, what you do on Aranum and how you can help people with your gifts?
Okay, well, my name is Robert, also known as RCD Shane on Aranum. And basically what I do is really nothing like concentrated in particular. I mean, granted, a lot of what I do involves a lot of astrology, involves a lot of tarot, frequently involves numerology and other forms of spiritual knowledge left and right. But if I had to like explain what I do in categorical terms, I guess what I want to say is throughout my experiences, I've come to see a consistent flow of habits that seem to stem from hermeticism, as well as a little bit of like Jungian principles. But overall, it just seems to be like my own little freestyle of like, you know, like what I feel connected to, what I'm able to perceive, what I'm able to understand, and how well it reflects on other people and how it like extends out there, hence the whole like, you know, collective consciousness thing. So it's like, it's kind of hard for me to explain, but it's like, there's a little bit of tradition there, a little bit of modern stuff, but it's like, it all kind of like clashes together, and that's what you get when you see my mind.
Right. Right. And how many years have you been doing your gifts, Robert? I mean, as far as what do you do as far as your ability to heal, as far as you, are you... Are you clairvoyant? Are you telepathic? What is your ability as far as, and how did you get your abilities? That's what we want to know.
How I got my abilities. Okay, well, first of, like, if I had to explain, like, you know, how long I've kind of been doing the whole, like, spirituality thing. Professionally, I didn't start taking it seriously until right around like high school age, like around like 15, which is be like around 2005, I want to say. Yeah, that's when I pretty much got my first tarot, and that's when I started doing the whole tarot thing. But as far as like my overall like spiritual experiences, it's kind of been at a very young age. I don't want to say as young as 5 years old when, I would like, you know, it's observe patterns, and like I'd take a look at like colors, like, oh, this means that means that, like I'd see planets and stars at night. And it was also like at 5 years old where I pretty much like picked up my first book, you know, which my brother brought home from the library, who's also a psychic medium.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a lot of my psychic and spiritual experiences actually come from books, come from like, you know, like hardcore, you know, structured learning. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. Like, I know some people would say that, you know, I'm a little hyper-logical in that sense, but it's like I kind of blame it on my Jupiter and Venus Gemini, you know, very knowledge based.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's fascinating. Robert, how would you feel about answering some questions, maybe giving some sample readings tonight? We have a lot of callers, a lot of people that would like to know, you know, exactly what you do. And
right.
Also, I just like to announce that, you know, Robert has been doing, he's been working really hard on Aranum. com. And can you explain, Robert, how people can access your chat room? I mean, as far as, can you explain how they go in and how they sign up and do all that?
Right. Well, with Aranum in general, it's a spiritual community dedicated to assisting people who, you know, seek answers, whether that be about love, money, like happiness, spiritual growth, anything and anything under the sun. And so how you do that is it's just a site, like, you know, www.aranum.com, and you will be instantly greeted by the main page, which you'll see, like, a general news feed, and off to the side, like, you'll see, like, some psychic, you know, who's hosting the demo of the hour, like, you know, talking to a bunch of random people just filling up the chat room. And I will admit that at first, if you're a guest just coming out of nowhere, it can be a little confusing because you'll just click on a psychic's chat room, you'll go in and you'll just start asking them questions, like, you're like, what do I do now? Do I just ask my question? It's like, how does this work? So the way how it actually works is that, like I said, first you go onto the mm-hmm. website and you find a psychic that you're drawn to. And so when you find that psychic and you talk to them a little bit, it's like you can have a conversation, but depending on the psychic that you talk to, some will be more than happy to engage in a conversation with you. Some will just say, hello, how can I help you? Can you register and take me private? What they mean by register and take me private is that in order to receive a reading on Aranum, you have to have a registered account, which is very quick. It only takes less than a minute. Just punch in a screen name and punch in a password. Done is done. And then once you do is that it's in order to take a psychic private, which is how you get readings, is you purchase a thing called a credit package, where depending on if you're a first-time buyer or if you're, like, you know, a veteran of Aranum, the prices are kind of variant, and you buy them, like, in certain tiers, like, you know, the cheaper they are, the less credits you have, and the more expensive they are, the more credits you get, of course. So it's basically like a, you know, per minute kind of, like, you know, rate thing. Some psychics will have like $1.99 per minute. Some will have $2.99 per minute, which is my rate. You'll even see some psychics who have been there for a while who have like as much as like, you know, $9.99 a minute, which can get really expensive. But some of them actually are pretty good. And I don't know if I'm allowed to name drop here or not. But some of them are pretty good. Some of them.
Go ahead.
Well, let's see. But overall, it is a pretty interesting place to be, especially if you got some time to kill.
Right. Well, that's great. Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of time on the show. We are going to be scheduling more time on our radio show, but we'd like to get some callers in. I know there's a lot of people with a lot of questions out there, so let's go ahead and start with our show. Sharon, would you like to go first?
Sure. Robert, what do you see in the way of love for me?
The way of love. Okay, what's your zodiac sign?
Scorpio.
Scorpio, okay. So what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to draw a quick, like, you know, four-card spread, which is usually what I do during my demos.
Okay.
And so just going to be four cards, which is going to look at your past, your present, what's supporting you, and where the inevitable winds are seem to be blowing, given the choices that you're making now. So what's going on is I drew your first card, which is your past karma in relationships. And for this, I got the Knight of Swords. And so what this means is that back in the past, you really have been very mentally invested in relationships, and it seems like you have had quite a lot of experiences before. If not, it's been a very energetic ride for you. Almost as to say, like, you've accumulated enough equivalent experiences to say that, hey, I've had a lot of guys, or I've dated a lot of guys, or something like that. But that's definitely, like, the founding karma that's in there. Also, what's going on in the present currently is that you're a little bit disenchanted, a little disillusioned about that. That's what I'm seeing with the Nine of Wands upright as well. It's you still want to, like, you know, carry on. You still want to go out, and you still want to, like, you know, find a particular person. But it's like, you know, at the same time, you also seem to suspect that the well is just dried up. And what does seem to be working against you as opposed to what's working for you is, right, it's you may be kissing a lot of frogs, you may just be, like, meeting a lot of stone statues, you may just be seeing anything there, but it's, like, but that seems to be, like, a thing that you, like I said, you've more of, like, accepted rather than what you, are afraid of, I want to say. But what I am seeing for the immediate future is that it's still a little bit ways off, but I am seeing an opportunity for you somewhere between the end of summer or mid-fall. I do think it's going to be this year, but it's going to be a little while in the year.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Just don't be too disillusioned by it, because that's when things start crapping down on
you. Okay.
Well, that's great. Let's go ahead and move on to our next caller from the 407 area. You're on the air with Robert, Adrian, and Sharon. And we're just going to go down the list here from the 407. Please state your name and where you're from and your question, please. 407.
Say what?
Hello. Okay, let's go. I guess we lost that caller. Let's go to the 724. Please state your name and where you're from, please.
My name is Kristen, and I'm from Pittsburgh.
Kristen.
Okay. Kristen from
Welcome. And you're on the phone with Robert and I and Sharon. And what's your question for Robert tonight?
You know what? I'm kind of in a stalemate, and I don't know which direction to go. And I don't even have a direction to even go to. So I was just seeing if you see when an opportunity was going to come my way.
Interesting. And what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, another Scorpio. Nice. So you're looking for, like, a sense of direction in life, just overall?
Yeah.
Right. All right, that'll be interesting. So let's take a look at what's perfectly going on in the past. And what I'm seeing here is the Three of Wands upright. It seems like before you have had quite an idea of what it is you kind of wanted to do, but life and experience up until this has kind of, like, severely altered that, like, almost overnight. It's kind of like you want to do this, but then it's like, boom, completely different the next day.
That's exactly what happened. I had my life figured out, and then it was just over in a minute, and now I don't even know what to do.
Life of a Scorpio, like, that's the way it is. Like, everything's always transforming the Scorpion energy. Nothing ever keeps consistent. But what I am seeing for you in the present, and again, what seems to be working not so much with you in this case, are two pentacle cards. The Queen of Pentacles reversed and the Five of Pentacles reversed. Now, the Five of Pentacles reversed is actually pretty interesting because things are still pretty up in the air for you right now, kind of like in that spiral of chaos. It's also giving you a lot of time and a lot of, like, space to really, like, again, get a better grip of that view again and just not so much really engage in anything, but rather, again, take a step back and really analyze your surroundings before something kind of, like, you know, glimmers out at you, kind of like the diamond and the crap a little bit. And that's good. So it's just a matter of, like, you know, finding what, you know, like, shimmers out of that, like, you know, dust cloud. And it seems like it's going to catch your eye soon enough, but it's going to be more further down the line. Kind of like how I said with Sharon, it's like it's not completely out of your grasp, but you do want to give it a little more time. It's all a matter of how you manipulate and how you control the situation. Scorpio is a very powerful sign, a very manipulative sign, and all these pentacle cards to you are reversed. So what's more important is you get that inkling of ideas and like that solidity, and that may be something you have to enforce upon yourself a little bit, you know.
Yes.
More internal than external, yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that. Nothing outside is going to change until my inside changes.
Right. And again, you can say that about anybody, but like, but for you especially, like I'll tell any Scorpio, like once you, like, you know, get a grasp on that internal, like, you know, massive energy that is your power, like then things will start to, then, you know, you'll be able to manipulate the transmutation rather than be a subject to it.
Well, yeah, because it seems like my life will either be wonderful or explode, and it's usually dependent on my thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Like my circumstances.
Right.
My feelings. My feelings are dictating my circumstances.
Right. But you want to be in control.
Yes. But I just shoot energy all over the place.
A lot of people are like that.
I have no idea. But like, why do people say that to you? I'm like, I have no idea. They just do.
But like, a couple more cards, and Scorpio's card did come up, the Death card. Yeah, basically, like, the key right now is to sit back, meditate, and see that window of opportunity again. Let that door open to you, right? Again, like, do that internal work first, and then, it'll make sense. Change will happen again in a good way, not a bad way.
Okay. Me and the universe have been at a stalemate. I want to go one way, and it's not letting me.
Well, plus also keep in mind that, again, like you're, me speaking astrologically here again, it's Saturn kind of like retrograded back into your sign, Scorpio. And so it's like things have kind of bounced back into that. But it's like it will get out of retrograde before my birthday, which is August 5th. So right around, you know, August 3rd, August, I forget what date it is, but early on in August, it'll get out of retrograde. And then in September, it'll, like, bounce back into Sagittarius. So this is actually a perfect opportunity for anyone who has strong Scorpio energy or strong Sagittarian energy, especially with their Saturn. Now is the perfect time to, like, if you didn't, you know, accomplish something before, like, if you feel like, oh, I should have done this while I have the chance, now is actually another chance for you guys to do that, you know? So it's a good opportunity to seize.
Yay.
Make the best of that rest time, dear.
Well, I hope that helped, Christian.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And feel free to call in at any time. We're going to be having Robert on as our guest. And we also, if you want to learn more about what we do as far as the healing part with sacred geometry, healing numbers, you can go ahead and email us. My email is pathfinder255@gmail.com, so feel free to do that. We're going to go ahead and proceed with the readings here, and thank you for caling. Let's go to our next caller from the 407 area. You're on the air with Robert and I. 407.
Hi, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, since you don't have a whole lot of callers, did you want to ask a question or?
Okay. All right. My question is, what do you see about my love last life?
Did we lose?
Oh, I think we lost Robert. Hold on, let me bring on Robert. Robert, we lost you. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, we lost you for a minute. She had a question for you.
Okay. Okay, so I heard that she wanted a love reading. It's like, so what's your zodiac sign, dear?
Capricorn.
Capricorn, okay. Is there anything in particular you want to ask about love? Like, are you in a relationship? Are you looking for one?
No, just in general.
In general, no problem. Alrighty. So, I will draw again four cards for you, starting with karma. Wow. For you, for your past karma, I actually drew the Empress card upright. So, you've actually had a very comfortable relationship before in the past that, I mean, did that end or are you still in one?
I'm still in a relationship.
Still one? All right. So
yeah.
You are in a relationship right now, and it's like, and it seems pretty comfortable for the most part, or at least it definitely has been before in the past. It has hit its rough snags, but it hasn't been anything out of your control or, you know, anything that made you want to say, like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And it seems like you're actually pretty ambitious to take it to a higher plateau, at the higher step, because in the present card, with your ambitions and your will, with the higher energy, I'm seeing the Hanged Man reversed. So that's another major arcana card. So, like, if you're definitely ready, like, you know, being the capricious, like, you know, goal taker that you are, it's like you want to, like, you're like, I don't want to just do this, like, I want to do something different. Like, are you living with your partner? Are you thinking about getting engaged? Or
We're living together, yeah.
Oh, cool. Are you guys already married or engaged and whatnot?
Married.
Oh, you're married. Okay. It's like, are you expecting any children?
No, we have kids.
You have kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it seems like a lot of, like, what you want has already happened, but it seems like more is coming along the way.
Really?
I mean, what...
Well, he wants to have more, but I don't want to.
You don't want to?
No,
yeah.
He wants more. He wants maybe like one or two. But for me, two kids is enough. I love kids, but, you know, it's a lot of work, and mostly I do the work, so.
Right. I'm not really seeing... yeah, as far as kids go, I'm not really seeing children because I'm drawing cards left and right for that. But what I am seeing is that it's like, given a certain amount of time, you and him may... I'm not sure if it's physical relocation, but something else is going to happen further down the line. It's like, I'm not exactly sure what that's going to be, but it is going to be good for the family. I mean, like, are you guys, like, looking at pets or anything? Because I do see additions.
No, really? Oh, God.
I don't know what form it takes, but I'm seeing like, you know, accumulation. I'm seeing gain come into this, like, rather than, like, things remaining stagnant.
Okay.
All right. So keep your mind open. Like, you know, keep your eyes there, see what happens. You know, you may be the crazy cat lady of your town in no time.
Maybe we'll get a puppy. Maybe we'll get a pocket. It's going to be our new addition in the film. I'm just kidding.
Yep.
But, yeah. You're actually not the first one who's saying that. A lot of psychics who I called before, they told me that they see three kids around me. So.
Three kids. All right.
So be prepared.
I mean,
a third kid's not exactly out of the realm of the possibility, but it's like, I don't know what it is. It could be a kid, could be an animal, but it's like, I just see something that is kind of like a new addition to the family coming through. Who knows? Maybe someone might be crashing with you for a couple weeks. So, like, I mean, I'm just pulling straws at this point.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see.
All right, was that good?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're ready.
Have a
good
night.
Please call in any time.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and go with our next caller. We have one more caller from the 313 area. You're on the air. 313.
Wow, hey. Hi. My
Hi.
Name is Michelle.
You're on the phone with me, Robert, and Sharon, and you have a question for us tonight.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on with Michael and Michelle.
With what?
Mm-hmm. Michael and Michelle.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. Say that one more time.
Michael and Michelle. I want to know what's going on with Michael and Michelle.
Who's Michael and Michelle?
Michelle is me, and Michael is my significant other. Lord have mercy. Michelle is me, and Michael is my significant other.
I'm confused for a second.
Correct.
So what's your zodiac sign?
Scorpio.
Wow. Tonight's the night for Scorpios.